God. Well, it's good to be here in God's presence again this morning, and we're going to take the reading from Revelation chapter 2, verse 25 onwards. We're still ministering to the church at Thyatira. Now to you I say, verse 25, sorry, but hold fast what you have till I come, and he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I'll give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and they shall be dashed to pieces like a potter's vessel, as I have also received from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And the churches today certainly need to wake up to what the Spirit is saying, because incredible things are happening in this world. The signs of the times that Jesus spoke about and the prophets spoke about are upon us today. Now there's an incredible promise from Jesus Christ for born-again Christians that overcome and are faithful in his work and to his word. The promise is he will give them power over the nations to rule and reign with him. Now I know there's this doctrine going about today that states that we're ruling and reigning with him over the nations now, but in actual fact, we are, yes, we are more than conquerors. Christ, we're seated with him in heavenly place, if they have authority, all demon powers and everything else, but we're certainly not ruling over the nations. Oh, I mean, really, without even opening the Bible up, just turn on the TV, watch the news, read the local newspaper, look on the internet of all the bad news. The Bible says that evil men will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived, and that perilous times will come, and that the world will go through a time called the tribulation, and it will increase like a woman who starts off with those birth pains, and they're small at the beginning, minor at the beginning, but then they increase and increase, increase until the baby is brought forth, and that's the return of Jesus Christ and his new world order. Not man's world order, but Jesus Christ's world order. So don't be fooled by the teaching that says we're going to change the world, we're going to change our towns, cities and everything else before Jesus comes. And then when we've set it all up for him, we've done it all, then Jesus will return. It's not going to happen. I mean, these people are not expecting the imminent return of Jesus Christ. They're looking into the future. They're not expecting Jesus Christ to come back within the next few years. They're not. They don't believe that the Antichrist is alive today and is already here and is already involved as a Middle East envoy for the Quartet, for Russia, the United Nations, and for Europe and USA. Already representing them, Tony Blair. And they're not aware of that. They're asleep. All they're talking about is how big we can build our church. How grand will our church be? How many more people can get in? We've got plenty of time. We've got another 50 years before Jesus comes back. That is false doctrine. And it's not in the Bible. And we need to get our eschatology right in these days. At one time we could have a view on it, as there are many views on this end time teaching when Jesus returned. But now God is speaking clearly to his church, and God is saying to us today, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And Jesus Christ is speaking through his prophets to the church today, but many ministers and leaders are not listening because they think they know it all. They've rejected the prophetic word. Didn't they do the same in the days of Jesus Christ? He said, you stone the prophets and you sent those, you stone and murder those who are sent you. And today there's verbal stoning going on against those who have the living word of God, who are getting revelations from the Lord, just like the prophets of old. And God is bringing that revelation home so that the church may be warned and prepared for the time of great tribulation that we're entering into. Wake up, you leaders of you multi tens of thousands of people in your church that are asleep. Wake up. You have a responsibility to warn and prepare your church. And if people leave because they don't like the message, so be it. But don't water down the truth. Listen to the prophetic word. It's not all about evangelism. What about prophetic evangelism? Others say with fear, hating even the garments spotted by the filth and sin of this world. Pull them out of the fire. Warn them that if they don't turn around from that way, they'll come under this deception of the Antichrist and receive his mark, and they'll be damned forever. He says that we will rule and reign with Christ. When is this speaking about? Look, I have authority today. You have over all the power of the enemy. Jesus said that. We've got that. We've got authority in prayer to change things. But we're certainly not going to change this Antichrist world. And why people have been speaking like this, we're going to change things. We have, over the last 10 years, had an Antichrist government that's changed the laws and permitted things that are not permitted in the Word of God. As a matter of fact, there are Antichrist laws that permit all kinds of things. I haven't got time to go into it today. And, you know, so let's not, you know, be taken up with our imaginations and just wishful thinking that things are getting better. They're not getting better. You can't make things better if you're changing the laws that are against God. They're waxing worse and worse. It's speaking about the millennium when Jesus comes back that will rule and reign with him. Remember it says in the Bible, you have charge for faithful service. You have charge over this city and that town, that village, and so on. It's speaking about the millennium. It's not speaking about now. It's not happening. Open your eyes, you people that believe in this false doctrine. God is speaking. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. And so we'll rule and reign with Christ with a rod of iron. And they shall be dashed to pieces like a potter's vessel. This is speaking about rebellious people that defy the law of God when he sets up his law. And he'll rule and reign over the face of the earth from Zion. And we will administer justice with him. And those who have been faithful in this life, in the kingdom of God, born again Christians, will rule and reign with Christ during the millennium and have charge over cities, towns, villages, administering justice and making sure things are run properly as according to the law of Jesus Christ. Not the law of this world, not the corrupt laws in this country, not the corrupt laws in this world. Let us not think because law is law that it's absolutely in line and moral with the word of God. It isn't. In most places, although we're to obey the laws, because the Bible says that we'd be subject to rulers and authorities, but that doesn't mean to say that everything's right. Now, if somebody goes and tells you to go and kill somebody, will you do it? Somebody says it's okay to murder children by aborting them, will you go and do it? Well, the laws of our land say you can do that, you can go and kill children. And so they'll be held to account for that. This is why there's judgment on the country. And let's be aware of this. There is a judgment on this country right now. These recent floods that we're already in and these houses flooded. People won't like this message because some of you have experienced flooding in your own house. I'm sorry about that. But there is a judgment of God, and the judgment of God comes to warn you to wake up that there is a God in charge, and he opens the windows of heaven and he can flood this earth. He won't flood it like Noah's day again, but there's certainly been an outpouring of torrents of rain on this country. An incredible downfall of rain. And two areas that were pinpointed again. Boscastle. Millions of pounds spent on defence against the flooding. They were afraid that it was going to break the barriers and flood the whole place out again. Boscastle, that occult centre, major occult centre, that still promoted it, not taking the warnings from God to remove that place. So God pours out another torrent on them and they're still not listening. And I don't believe they will ever listen until Jesus comes back. And for all you wishful thinking Christians that you're going to change this world, well, let me give you a little project to start on. Get rid of that occult centre in Boscastle. Get rid of Glastonbury Festival, because that is where God poured out his anger and he poured out his torrential downfall and flooded the lot out again. They need waders this year, not Wellington boots. Next year they'll need wetsuits and aqualungs. As you see, the thing is, God is warning us. Well, actually, literally, I'm not necessarily saying next year. It might be something else. Because God does warn with, you know, in a small way, and then increases, and then he might change his tactics to give a stronger warning. As we're already getting warning about the prophecies been given in the past about the defences of this country are down, as we have seen by this terrorist new threat in Glasgow. And they're afraid, they know that it can come any moment. There's no protection. Why? We've got plenty of police, we've got the army, we've got good security forces. Because God has taken away his defences away. That's why. And if we had put God first in this nation and the law first, God's law, then we would be protected. But now, I'm afraid it's all gone. All your protection's gone. That's what's happened. The Bible states that the nations are in turmoil. Perilous times will come. Evil men will wax worse and worse. Men's hearts failing them for fear. It's happening now. So it's important that we use our time on this earth wisely. It's what we do now that will count during the millennial reign of Christ. If we use the talents he has given us wisely in service for him, then he will entrust us with greater responsibility during the millennium. You rule that village, you rule that town, that city, administer justice there, administration and all the rest, whatever the Lord wants us to do. But we will be given jobs from the Lord only because we've been faithful. Now, some Christians say, well, I'll be right then, I'll do it then, I want to enjoy myself now and have a time of pleasure. And I don't have to be committed fully to the Lord now as a disciple. Well, Jesus is watching, and he's watching those that are fully committed and are disciples to him now. Then he will put on them that great, he will bless them with rewards of responsibility at that time. Those that have neglected being faithful to the Lord now will not be given those responsibilities. Doesn't mean to say they won't be saved, but they certainly have missed out on something good. So to each one he gives talents, abilities, gifts. And we will be held responsible for the way we've used them on that day. The scripture, Luke 19:17, have authority over 10 cities. Talents can be misused through compromising the truth for watered down versions or misinterpretations of scripture. Number one, watered down because we're afraid to tell the plain truth and offend the hearers. How many pastors are like that? Full of compromise. They don't want to speak the truth that God gives them. So they reinterpret what the Holy Spirit said to them and give a word that's palatable to all the people instead of correcting things in the church, putting things right, getting people sound in doctrine and lifestyle living and proper Christian conduct and so on. They'll be held accountable on the day of judgment. They'll lose so much when the fire of God tests each man's work, what sort it is. And if it's wood, hay and stubble, it'll be burnt up with no reward and they'll be saved yet so as through the fire. Number two, misinterpretations of the Bible. They can be misused, the talents we've got. So God gives a person a gift of teaching or preaching or counseling, and then the Holy Spirit speaks to them clearly and teaches them the truth, and yet they misinterpret it to suit our own interest or pet theories to prove our point. That will not be rewarded. Christendom is plagued with compromise, watered down versions of the scriptures and misinterpretations of the Bible and wrong eschatological teaching. The foundation of the Christian faith is Jesus Christ. And the only way you can have the sure foundation in your life is to come to Jesus, acknowledge him as Lord, repent of your sin and ask him into your life. If you don't know Jesus Christ today, you're a sinner, come to him, repent, get right with God, or else you'll be damned on the road to destruction, end up in the pits of hell, suffering for eternity in the fire that will never go out, where the worm doesn't die. Then we need to be careful how we build on this foundation. If we build with the wrong materials, that's a good point, teaching materials, for if we build with the wrong materials of wood, hay, straw, which is compromised, watered down versions of the truth and misinterpretations of the Bible, and also absence of discipleship teaching in our own lives and living and others we teach, and bad representations of Jesus Christ and his teachings and our Heavenly Father and the work of the Holy Spirit. Many Christians do that. They represent God wrong. Also, if we misrepresent Christ in any of those ways, and there are many others, then on Judgment Day, at the Bema Seat, that's the reward seat of Christ, it's not the Great White Throne, it's the place where we'll be rewarded for faithful service. And on that day, at the Judgment Seat of Christ, the Bema Seat, these works of the flesh, the wood, hay, straw, all this compromise and all this lack of absence of discipleship teaching and all the rest of the things I've just mentioned this morning will be burned up and we will lose our reward. Now let me just look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Praise God, it's good to be in God's presence this morning, living in momentous times. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it. That's the day, the Bema Seat, the judgment seat of Christ, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which is built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet so as through the fire. You see what I'm saying? It's talking about works. It's talking about talents. It's talking about not watering down, being faithful. And keeping, say as it is, that will be rewarded. and doing what God tells you as a disciple, that would be rewarded. But if, you know, we live an alternative lifestyle, the Christian lifestyle, we say we're born again, that will not be rewarded. It'll be burned up wood, hay, straw. And how many Christians today are not fully surrendered to God as disciples of the Lord? And the lifestyle and the things they do is wood, hay, straw. Well, on that day of judgment at the Bema Seat, it will be burnt up, wood, hay, straw. And they will be saved, yet sorrows through the fire. They'll have nothing to show. Do not waste this life. Use everything you've got and be all out for God, fully in love with Jesus, all out in service for God. Put him first, let him be the God of your life, not some idol. And you will be rewarded. You know, on that day, you're going to thank me for this message. A lot of people will be offended by it because they know it's convicting them of the sin and the waywardness and the Laodicean hearts. But I'm telling you, there will be many on that day who listen to this, put themselves right with God, rededicated their life to God, and on that day I said, I'm glad you warned me. I used my time for God when I heard that message, and now I've been rewarded for it. And others will think, he was right, and I didn't listen, I was a fool. On the other hand, if we are faithful disciples of the Lord, and we do and say all he asks, and we willingly surrender to his lordship, and do his will, then the reward will be great, because what will remain after the testing by fire will be gold, silver, and precious stones. And according to his promise, we will rule and reign with him during the millennium with delegated authority over the nations that we are now living in and beyond that age. That's right. That will be an incredible thing, won't it? Can you grasp this today? That when we return with Jesus Christ to the earth, we will be in our new glorified bodies that we'll be able to touch, be able to eat and all the rest. Yes, we will be tangible, but it will be a spiritual body, indestructible body. And the amazing thing about it is we will live on earth with people with the body of sin and flesh and bone. And we will be in our glorified bodies. This is the new state. Do you think God is going to let sinners in their sinful state rule this earth? No, he's going to use his glorious ones, the born-again church of Jesus Christ. This is why this message is so important today. Be all out for Jesus. You can't go wrong. You'll pay a price for it, believe me. Yes, there's trials and tribulations coming, but they're all to strengthen our faith so we'll be strong in the hour of trial that's coming upon the face of this earth, and especially when the beast in the Antichrist starts to manifest himself. He's already here, but the beast will start to reveal himself in the next few years. And we will be strong, and we will not melt under the pressure, the heat, but we will rise up, and the people who know their God will be strong and do great exploits for him and proclaim boldly that Jesus Christ is Lord, and proclaim boldly the word of God with no compromise. We're not afraid. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of boldness and of a sound mind and love. Praise the Lord. We will share in Christ's triumph. And all evil and evildoers we will rule over. Yes, that's right. Psalm 2:8-9. Psalm 2:8-9. Praise God. Ask of me and I'll give you the nations for inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like apostles, potter's vessel. I know that scripture is for Jesus Christ, but you know God has spoken that word to me many times and I've not been able to take it to myself. Sometimes I have. But yes, he speaks to those who are faithful in service to him. We will rule and reign with him over the nations. Yes, he will give us the nations for our inheritance. Don't believe this modern teaching that we're ruling the nations now. I just don't, let's just use our God-given brain and realize it's not happening. It'll happen when Jesus comes back. When we're all ready, we've been taken up and down, we've been to the marriage supper of the Lamb, we've received our rewards, we're all prepared, glorified bodies, we'll be changed in the twinkle of an eye. We'll be coming back with him, perfected to rule and reign. He's not going to use imperfect people to rule and administer justice with him over the nations, villages, towns and peoples. He will do things precisely and properly. The Lord is long-suffering, and he's patient, and he's doing everything meticulously according to plan. I will give him power over the nations. those that overcome, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. This speaks of authority and power that people will not be able to rebel against during the millennial period. Psalm 149, verse 5 to 9. Psalm 149. Praise God. Verse 5 to 9. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. I'll tell you what, when we're transformed into that glory, we'll be singing aloud. And we will be joyful. We should be joyful now and singing aloud. But we certainly will be then. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. And that will certainly happen. Let the high praises of God be in our mouth right now. Let's start now. And the two-edged sword in their hand, we're speaking about the word of God here and the authority and power that God has given to us to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment, this honor of all his saints. Praise the Lord. We will. Some wet, spineless jellyfish Christians don't believe that we will execute judgment on the nations. When we will return with Jesus Christ, it's to conquer the rebels. And the Bible says that those that continue to rebel will be ashes under the soles of your feet in Malachi. And the will and meekness and humility will be enforced on people. If they rebel, they'll be broken, so they submit. That's the way it's going to be. And once everyone's submitted, then righteousness will reign and there will be peace on the earth. But before that day, there's coming a great breaking, Armageddon. But you know, Armageddon isn't the final one. That will be horrendous. It's when Jesus Christ comes back and they'll see him, the wrath of the Lamb, and they'll say to the mountains and rocks, hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of his Lamb, for his great day of wrath has come. And I want to tell you, when he comes back in that day, we will be with him. He says, and the Lord my God shall come, and all his saints with him to rule and reign. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm on the side of, you know, thank you, Lord, for saving me on that day when I wasn't searching for you. You found me out, you saved me, and I can't believe it. And many times I had to pinch myself. Is this a dream? That I'm really born again, I'm a child of God, and I'm going to rule and reign with Christ forever and ever, world without end. Amen. And I will give him the morning star for overcoming. The morning star is a privilege of the revelation of watching the Lord Jesus Christ herald the dawn of a new day at his second coming, which is our great reward. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I've said all I want to say. I'll say more next week. We'll move on to the next church. Let's just pray. Thank you for your word this morning. Water it in our hearts. We give you praise for all you've done today, Lord. And bless the people that have listened to this word. And for those that are finding it hard and they're rebelling against it, Lord, convict them until they come to the realization that this is the word of God. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.